The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. And Jesus said to his disciples, "If your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he listens to you, you have won over your brother. If he does not listen, take one or two others with you so that every fact may be established on the testimony of two or three witnesses. If he refuses to listen to them, tell the church. And if he refuses to listen even to the church, then treat him as you would a Gentile or tax collectors. Amen, I say to you, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again, I say to you, if two of you agree on earth about anything for which you are to pray, it shall be granted to you by my heavenly Father. For where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in their midst." The Gospel of the Lord. This Gospel reading raises all sorts of interesting questions, and there's an abundance of commentary written on this. Let me just kind of lift one or two thoughts from this. Listen to the church, it says here. The word church is ecclesia. It's a Greek word used here, and it's only used one other place in all four Gospels. And this is chapter 18 in Matthew's Gospel. Go back two chapters to chapter 16. You'll remember this. Peter makes a profession of faith in Jesus. "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus said, "No man has revealed this to you but my heavenly Father. For you are Peter, you are Kephas, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." That's the other place ecclesia, the word for church, is used. Only two places in the Gospels. Now, it's very clear in this Gospel, the intimation is that the church gathers. The people, the local church of Matthew, will gather and will begin to adjudicate an offense or a person who doesn't really belong, to be treated like a Gentile or a tax collector. That raises some interesting questions as to how did Jesus treat Gentiles and tax collectors. That's another homily. But let's go back to the church. If you read chapter 16, it would certainly appear that Jesus is giving the power of the keys. Peter, on this rock I will build my church. On Peter, the authority of Peter. That will be reinforced later. But in this reference here, the impression is that a decision about somebody who is not fitting into the church comes from the church, the community of the church. It's rather interesting. Now, in the exercises of St. Ignatius, almost inspired, I think, like almost 500 years ago they were shaped. At that time, he has one section in the exercises about thinking with the church. He said, we have to be thinking with the church. Now, way back when he wrote these exercises, almost 500 years ago, thinking with the church was agreeing with everything the church said. Our Jesuit Pope, Pope Francis, interprets that somewhat differently. Thinking with the church is thinking with the people. Sensus fidelium, the sense of the people. The movement of the Holy Spirit in the faith of the people. It's another way to interpret that. So this one would give you the impression that the gathering of the church of Matthew had the authority to exercise a judgment in this case. I've often wondered what this means to me when I was a pastor here at Holy Family. With thinking with the Church of Holy Family, was that an important value for me? Thinking with the people who are hurt, thinking with the people who feel left out, thinking with the people who are struggling, for the people who are yearning to belong, how about thinking with the church? It raises all sorts of interesting discussion. In this short time we have here, I don't want to come to a definitive conclusion, but I do want to say there is a certain value here that appears in this gospel about listening to the church, listening to the people of God. Listening, we're really not always very good at listening. Listen to your family. Listen to people who differ with you. The people who don't agree with you, listen to them. Did anybody ever stop you and say, please listen to me? Listening can be difficult, especially when people don't agree with us. Do you allow people to disagree with you? Can we have people in the church who struggle with every detail of our discipline? Is there a place for people like that in the community? How do we listen? Listen to the struggles, the pains. Listen to the faith, the wonderful, open, prayerful, exciting, life-giving faith of the people. What does the community say? It's very interesting. Now, a long discussion on this. We don't have time for something like that, but look at chapter 16 in Matthew, and you'll find that certainly the power, the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and that will come up later again, you know. I give to you the keys of whatever you bound on earth will be bound in heaven, and so forth. So it's very clear that Peter is given the power of the keys. And then again, you take a look at this and you wonder, what does this mean? I mean, is there a revelation of God in the faith of the people? Therefore, we have to listen. Now, Joan Chittister, in one of her books, says this. I thought it was an interesting observation. She says, parents who don't listen to their children, teachers who don't learn from their students, and church leaders who are not informed by their followers are all destined to fail. Think about that. Amen.